do a geek meet for.
Why don't we talk about it on a podcast?
Hey, that would be an awesome
idea. I've got a microphone and a computer.
I was waiting for you to say it.
Let's do it.
I knew you were going to say it.
You haven't clicked start yet, have you?
I sure have, yeah.
No, stop. No, stop!
For mature audiences only. It is not intended for children. The oversensitive or self-righteous hairbags with sticks up
your ass.
But you're married! That doesn't mean anything to this
because I blew it out of the goddamn airlock.
You're listening to the Guardians of the Geekery podcast.
Featuring you're in the Avengers Matt room, Star-Lord.
Cat.
That's me.
The Giddy Geeker.
Woo!
Tiffany the Technician.
Hello!
You spiked it. Nice job.
Don't tell her that she's too loud.
She's a good hey.
Somebody's gonna crash their car going, oh my god, Tiffany, talk!
Shot first.
Oh goodness.
The hosts of Guardians of the
Game. I don't know what's going to happen with these episodes today, folks. Episode 112 from Shakespeare. Anne Lambert, you are the producer of said Shakespeare, correct?
I am, and we are delighted to be represented on Guardians of the Geekery.
That's all I can say. All
right. You might want to withhold that statement yes. until after we torture you a little bit. So we're going to launch right into the rapid-fire response Ooh. Round. I'm going to about to ask you a series of 10 questions that you have handpicked unknowingly. And we're going to give you an opportunity to give a short phrase or a one-word answer. If you don't answer, we'll fill in for you. Typically, that answer is
stripper pole.
Okay.
I can't even remember where stripper poles came
that
from.
That is the answer to
I don't know
things.
Either.
He took his shirt off at
the old place.
Yes.
Because there used to be
stripper poles in my old apartment house. Anyway, not put there by me. Anyway, Anne,
okay.
Who would you want as your best friend? Samwise, Watson, Bones, or Chewbacca?
Oh.
Bones.
Would you rather be transported to the world of Game of Thrones or The Walking Dead?
Game of Thrones.
Finish the sentence. I hope they never try to remake...
An Unmarried Woman.
What superpower would you not like to have?
Flying.
Monty Python, Saturday Night Live, Mad TV, In Living Color, or Kids in the Hall?
Kids in the Hall.
Who scares you?
Benedict Cumberbatch.
What is your primary fandom?
Shakespeare.
What movie are you excited to see?
The next Star Wars one that's coming up.
Rogue One. Yep. Capes Ooh. Or no capes?
No capes.
Time to confess. What is your guilty pleasure to watch on TV?
It used to be stripper pole. No. I think it's not so guilty, but I watch The Bachelor on The Bachelorette. And I'm
pretty
proud.
Guilty.
I'm proud.
Who's your favorite good guy?
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Who's your favorite bad guy?
Benedict Cumberbatch.
All right, if you were trapped on a desert island with a tablet with a solar recharger, what would be the book that you would make sure was loaded on there?
Oof. The Dead Zone, Stephen King.
What musical album?
Indigo Girls.
What movie?
Streets of Fire.
And what game that you could play on a tablet?
Bejeweled.
There you go. You have survived the rapid fire round. And other than you stripper polling yourself, there were no stripper polls.
I didn't get
used
stripper
polls.
Call.
Rapid fire.
No inserted stripper polls.
No.
Anyway.
So, Anne, tell us a little about Shakespeare, how it got started, what it's all about, and let's go from there.
Well, Shakespeare is solidly in the geekery pantheon. We're girls who do Shakespeare.
Yay! Yes.
And it started when some friends were complaining. And that's usually how a lot of things start. but we were complaining that we were actors in Charlotte, female actors, and we didn't have enough opportunity. And, you know, 20 years later, we still don't have the opportunities we'd really like. But we were, of all places, a wedding shower. Huh. And in the conversation, it turned to some work that some people were doing at the Carolina Theater, which is, a lot of people know, used to be a movie palace, and it's right downtown. And there's some plans to renovate it at long last, but at the time, it looked like it might have been going out of you know, business and being torn down. And Moving Poets was doing Dracula there. So we went, some of us went and saw it and said, you know, if these guys can do it, we can do it. So some girls got together.
I saw that production.
And we did a show in 1998 of Twelfth Night in the Carolina Theater. And then we developed a relationship that kind of has influenced everything since, soon afterwards, with Johnson Brewery, which is at the corner of Hawthorne and Central Avenue, if you know where that is. And it was a brewery started by a couple. They really were ahead of their time. They were the vanguard of microbrews in Charlotte, and just about 10 or 15 years too late. Too early, because they went out of business eventually. But while they were up and running, we did Shakespeare there, and it was a great combination, a marriage of Shakespeare and beer, and Sheila Snow Proctor.
A drink of the people drink by of the playwright of the people. Yes.
Exactly. So Joanna Gertie, Sheila Snow Proctor, Darlene Black, Katie Oates, me, just a ton of us were involved, and we always say, once a chick, always a chick. So anybody who kind of came into the spider web, we grabbed them. And we did a lot of shows there. We did shows at Off Tryon. Some people might know John Hartness.
Yeah.
We did some stuff at Bare Bones, which used to be on the South End. And we always had beer somehow associated with it.
Guess John's been on the show.
Yeah.
Three times.
Four.
Yeah. Wow. He's another. He's a real geek.
And 100. Yeah.
But anyway, Sheila and Joanna and I kind of stayed constant. And we've always done crazy things like 24-hour plays or... plays, you know, the most recent 24-hour play was at Nodar Brewery. The relationship between Nodar Brewery and Shakespeare kind of grew out of Sheila Proctor and her husband Anthony Proctor's interest in brewing beer, and they became friends with Susie Ford and her husband who run Johnson Brewery, and they started talking about Shakespeare and how it hadn't been doing anything for a few years, and Susie Ford was like, let's do it here, and that was when the old original brewery on North Davidson was still open to the public. As you might know, they got so successful in their five-year history that they opened a new location for their primary brewing, although they still brew at the old location. But the new place is a great warehouse on North Tryon. It's a real beautiful tap room, wonderful, plenty of parking, wonderful location, and really nice. And so the last couple of years we've done various projects there, read plays, done a play in the parking lot, and occasionally go back over to the old location to do things like our 24-hour plays.
And we, Carol the Cat and I, got to see the last Shakespeare play.
How many airs?
Yes, and it was amazing. And I was raving on a previous episode about all the little 70s sitcom.
Wasn't that fun?
Oh, that was fun.
That was Andrea King, the director, another original girl, Nisia Carla, another. There's some of the best actresses working in Charlotte have come into Shakespeare aura and done different things. This past spring, there was the 400th anniversary of Shakespeare's birthday, death day. He died in April, so they celebrate both together. But Burning Coal Theater in Raleigh organized a reading, a marathon reading over 5 days of every single Shakespeare play. Wow. And some people were reading at 3 a.m. We were lucked out. We were like 12, 3 in the afternoon, somewhere there. But we drove up, we caravanned up there as a group. There were about 12 of us. Polly Atkins was one of those actresses in that group. And we got Stephanie DiPaolo. We got a lot of great actors just over the history that we've been doing things. Charlotte actresses really like Shakespeare, just like the idea. So we took a whole bunch of us original members and new members up there, and we read Henry the Fourth, and that was really terrific. Oh no, I'm so sorry. We read Henry the Fifth. Henry the Fourth becomes Henry the Fifth, but Joanna Gertie read Henry, and we had a great time. Sheila and I, Sheila directed, but. I guess by way of saying, we're always around. We're always trying to do something. Sometimes we get full productions up, like the one you saw in the parking lot of the Nodar Brewery. And people like Andrea King just bring their own experience and their own creativity to it. She inspired directing. She was inspired by vintage 70s television shows like Three's Company and The Ropers and
Brady Bunch,
Happy Days. She just used all the hilarious... sound effects or, you know, familiar theme songs. She dressed, the costuming was evocative of those things. So if you had any kind of context, if you were a kid who had seen those shows, as some of us, I think, were the right ages to appreciate it, you really had a great time just seeing those flashes of familiarity. Like, even just they took some of the doorways and they kind of moved them around so that they were in that Brady Bunch iconic tic-tac-toe grid. And
it was
just,
so clever.
It was just just something simple like that.
It was totally worth the sunburn that
Carol Oh my god. Yeah.
Because it wasn't supposed to be that hot that time of year.
Well, you know, from hot to cold, the next show you will be in no danger of getting sunburned.
That's right. No.
We're going to do something a little special again.
Now, is that going to be outside?
It isn't. No. It will be inside, and it'll be in December. So it's Christmas themed, holiday themed. A lot of people are familiar with the Reduced Shakespeare model. That's this company that does the kind of mashups of a bunch of stuff. Reduced Shakespeare's hit great books of history or the Bible or Shakespeare. But in that vein, it's not that company, but it's a different kind of theater company put it together. The guys were Michael Carlton, Jim Fitzgerald, and John Alvarez. Mm. And they created a script called Every Christmas Story Ever Told and Then Some. And so they've taken everything from the Grinch to Rudolph to Frosty the Snowman to George Bailey and
oh my gosh,
also mashed in a bunch of Christmas carols and some Santa and some ugly Christmas sweaters.
Awesome.
And if it's happening in a Christmas universe, it's going to be smashed into this show.
Oh my gosh.
And three actors, three of my favorites, I'm telling you right now, you cannot miss these actors. And one of them is an old friend of Shakespeare's that hasn't been on stage for a while, and we're really happy to have her back. But it's starring Sheila Snow Proctor, who a lot of people know. And she'll kill me for this, for saying this, but she was Sexiest Woman in Charlotte from Creative Loafing. You may have to go back a year or two to find that, but she is sexy to this day. And Lane Morris, another original Shakespeare girl, is in it. And then just a wonderful actress, Tanya McClellan, who's familiar to people on the children's theater stage. Tanya is going to be rounding out that threesome, and they're just going to play all the parts. They're going to play Scrooge. They're going to play George Bailey. They're going to play Rudolph. They're going to play, what's that elf in the Rudolph, the Red-Nosed Reindeer? Herbie. Oh. They'll be everybody.
The dentist.
Yes.
The snowman. So anyway, I just am enthusiastic about it. I'm an original Shakespeare member, but I'm also Shakespeare's biggest fan. So get your tickets now. Go to Shakespeare.com, and you'll have a link to go get the tickets. And it, those six shows, we're only doing six shows, but they're going to sell out.
And we don't need to bring our own chairs.
No, last time it was in the parking lot, and you did have to bring lawn chairs, but this time there are chairs.
I need to upgrade my lawn chairs at the brewery.
To more portable versions.
I will mention,
like, the lounge version.
Well, and this you'll be excited to know has, like, some special surprises. You'll get a special surprise present because it is the holiday season.
Presents.
It won't tell you what it is, but everybody loves presents.
We do.
It's included in your ticket price.
Oh.
You'll arrive at 7 o'clock on Friday or Saturday and 2 o'clock for the Sunday matinee at the North Tryon Brewing location. And you'll get on the Joyride bus.
Oh.
And it will be, the show will start the minute you step on the bus. And there'll be some sing-alongs, and there'll be some fun jokes, and there'll be some crazy characters, and then you'll be taken in the shuttle to the old location on North Davidson. Again, they've closed that location to the public because there's no more parking. They used to be able to park across the street, but that property was sold for development. All these great developments that are happening in NoDa are great. Maybe not so great, depending on your perspective, but... that gravel lot that they used to park across the street at for the original location of NoDa Brewery is no longer available, so they just closed it because they had no parking. But that's why we're bringing people over in the bus. So we'll get off the bus, we'll go inside the tap room, we'll have a great 90-minute show, get back on the bus with your special gift, and go back to your parking and the original location. And you can keep the night going by going back inside NoDa Brewery and continuing to enjoy beer.
And what are the dates for this again?
They are December 9th, 10th, 11th, 16th, 17th, and 18th. And it's 7 p.m. Friday and Saturday shows, and then a 2 p.m. Sunday show. And as I said, we're starting at the original NoDa. North Tryon, the new North one. Tryon. Thank you. Gotcha. Show up there, park there where there's plenty of parking, get on the bus. The show will start the minute you're on the bus with the actors on the bus with you, or at least one of them. And then you'll get over to the new location, get off, hang out, and see the show in the
original location. I gotcha.
And I think it seats about 50, 60.
Oh, wow.
And again, nice. We've sold out shows there. It's just a really popular venue. They've got beer service there. They'll have the tap.
That's the most important thing.
That is the most important thing.
Yeah. So we've got that covered. We're good.
And you'll get back on the bus after the show and go back to your car. And as I said, I'm planning to continue my evening at the new location and just go back inside the brewery and enjoy. Because that, I tell you, if anybody's been inside there, it's just wonderful.
It is actually really a nice
And even the parking lot was nice, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was actually really easy to park.
Yes.
And it was really easy to sit down in your lawn chair.
Tell you, North Tryon is really going to just explode. Yeah. I think a lot of us had this sort of old feeling about it that maybe it was a little bit neglected. It wasn't really the show place that South End was becoming. But that light rail is about to go all the way up to University. It should go opening within the next year. And I work. Personally, my profession is in the nonprofit world, and I work at McCall Center, and we're right there at 721 North Tryon, kind of at the anchor of that extension. And that NoDa Brewery right there at, where is it? The address is 2921 North Tryon Street. Those 11 blocks are going to be just...
The hot spot, right?
Hot spot, restaurants and... coffee shops and apartments and condos. I think it's going to be really just turning into something amazing. But still a diverse community, a community that's got a lot of flavor, got a lot of people buying houses and investing. It's NoDa 20 years ago.
Yeah. Get on the ground floor.
Yeah. We just want to make sure that the arts community stays alive. That's why it's important.
You know, and Shakespeare is a good example of staying power. I mean, 98 was when we did our first show, and I can't believe it is 2016. So 18 years, and as I said, we probably had 200 women
and
who
here's
were
the thing,
iconic actresses.
I've lived here since 2008. Mm-hmm. You've lived here since
94.
But we hadn't heard of Shakespeare.
Yeah,
so there's still, like, arts out there that people don't even know about because you think you've reached everybody, and then all of a sudden they're like, well, it's like us with the Charlotte Geeks, and people are like, is this your first geek gala? We're like, no, we're working on our ninth. And they're like, oh.
Well, and when I was hearing about it, and Sheila and I were talking about it, and again, I have to recognize Sheila Proctor and Joanna Gertie for being the stalwarts and keeping this thing going, and I'm an original member too. I directed the original show, and when you think about all the other things that have happened in our lives, you know, marriages and divorces and deaths in the family and kids, so many of our Shakespeare women got pregnant and then went off and had families. What were they thinking? So selfish. But, I mean, again, I think it sits firmly in Charlotte's geek culture that we are definitely, that all-female Shakespeare was both a political move and a theatrical artistic move. We were frustrated that we weren't getting cast in things. I remember specifically the show was Charlotte Repertory Theater's production of The Tempest.
Oh.
And Sheila wanted to play Ariel or Caliban, you know, and these were roles that would, she said, we will never get cast. And the next thing we knew, we were talking about just doing an all-female production. And that's a great tradition. I mean, there is a solid tradition of women playing Hamlet, women playing Lear. And, you know, Sheila played Macbeth. Chandler McIntyre played Lady Macbeth. I mean, we had Gina Stewart, the musician, the great musician, from Downing Thomas, was a director for one of our shows. We've had just a lot of artistry in Charlotte exist kind of in that under the radar scene, but that's fine. That's the way to kind of keep it alive and affordable. Again, nobody's getting rich off of Shakespeare. We're doing it for love.
We don't get rich either.
If we pay a designer or an actor a few hundred dollars. I mean, but it's a professional group. This crowd is going to get paid. The actors that you'll see are professionals in every other sense. They are, they're just not necessarily getting a living wage, because again, in Charlotte, it's really hard. I think that we're really fortunate to have companies like Actors Theater, Children's Theater, Actors Theater. We're really grateful that they found a new home over on the west side. What a relief, I think. But it's those companies kind of are like ships sailing, and then a lot of these independent companies are kind of tethered behind them like little boats. And that's really an important metaphor to use, because we're all in the same ocean trying to stay afloat. But I think that Chickspear is one of those ideas that, again, we're getting new people in. We've been under, you know, we've been under the, I used to say Chickspear tucks her little head under a little wing every so often just to take a little break, but then we come roaring back. And that No Daw Brewery relationship, Sheila and Susie, and then people like Andrea King and Joanna Gertie and Tanya McClellan and Lane Morris. Lane is an, I mean, these women are just fantastic in their other lives, and then they come out and they do theater and they entertain. And as you saw, then there were some spectacular actresses in that show in the parking lot. Yeah. And it was over a weekend, you know?
Well, yeah, and we're friends with, I mean, Tanya Kelly's a friend of the show. And
hilarious.
Yes. Playing those two parts. I mean, I was just so relieved when I saw that she had knee pads and shoulder pads underneath there, because I was just elbow pads, because I was so concerned of her flinging her body all over the stage in this parking lot. But and all the actors were amazing. We were just really impressed, but definitely the two twins playing the dual roles.
Well, and the other woman, Carolyn Renfro, another fantastic actress, has a great career, does a lot of professional work, does film work, does commercials, goes out of town to do commercials because she's got, you know, that is the way that she makes her living. But she made time for the Chickspear show because I think that camaraderie, that feeling of togetherness, those women are having a great time. It's a blast to do a Chickspear show, and it's a blast to be in the audience for the Chickspear show.
And Chickspear's not just for chicks.
No.
Not doing that. You can come.
We say they're chicks with dicks, so come on out. Yeah, my husband is the original chick with a dick. We're sitting at Fox and the Hound downtown. Oh. Again, 1998. Sheila and Joanna and Lolly Foy, who some people know from the Renaissance Festival. Another, you know, there's just original women that were sitting around, and we were trying to think up the name. Is it going to be all girl Shakespeare, like G-R-R-R-L? That was the stupid idea. But then my husband just said, how about Shakespeare? Boom! Out of his head. And good at branding. Perfect. And everybody said, absolutely.
No, you get it immediately.
You get it.
It's just get it.
And Sheila's worked hard. She has trademarked it, and she's working on other kinds of things. Like, we'd really like to continue to work with the No Daw Brewery, but there's also ways that we can maybe try to do full productions. When we do the smaller productions at the brewery, that seems to suit it, but every so often we're able to do a fully produced production over a couple of weekends, and that's our relationship with Actors Theater is really important. In 2013, we did Twelfth Night again and had a great cast and had beautiful costumes. Carrie Cranford from Actors Theater was part of our team, and that was a full production that we had a great audience for and did over a couple of weekends. And once Actors Theater gets their program up and running, and they're doing all that they want to do there, they have a plan for a second stage, and that's something that we have our eye on. We'd really like to be back into producing a full production.
We went to see Toxic Avenger, so we got to see the space.
Terrific.
We didn't get to go in there, obviously, but actually our first Geek Gala was held at Actors Theater, so
talk about some geeks there.
And Carrie was there, and Robert Touchstone was our he was one of our first guest judges of our talent show that first year. So.
Well, and you know, again, geek culture in Charlotte should support each other.
And Charlotte is the smallest big town, biggest small town you're ever going to run into. Because if you don't know each other, you probably know somebody who knows you.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing.
Well, and I think there's an intersection for geek and artist, too. Mm-hmm. Again, I think of myself as an artist, as an actor, as a theater professional, as a producer, as a director, as a creator of that work, but I also can be appreciative of it as well, and that's why we like things like the movies and the television shows and the books and the comic books, because we can see the craft that goes into it. And again, nobody's going to say, oh, Shakespeare, it's not trying to be the equivalent of something else that's really, we're trying to create community first and foremost. And maybe we don't have the money to spend on a lot of production.
So are you going
to
do a Guardian of the Galaxy Shakespeare night?
Wouldn't that be fun? I just, you know, we can do a lot of different things. So the 24-hour place that Sheila's branded it, Shakespeare in a Day, Hop, Drop, and Play, because again, the beer, the named after the Hop, Drop, and Roll beer that No Doubt Brewery has, which is great. Everybody love No Doubt Brewery beer. But she, you know, there's a lot of themes, I think, and I think that that's one of the fun things. If anybody doesn't know those 24-hour plays, you get the prompt at 8 o'clock at night, you come back with the script by 8 o'clock the next day, the actors are there ready to go, and they rehearse until 7 or 8, and then they go on. So 12 hours of playwriting, 12 hours of rehearsal, and 2 hours of theater. And you can pretty much create anything. There's so much variety, so much creativity that goes into it. We happen to have 6 female playwrights this last one. We had 6 female directors, and then we had some boys in the mix for the acting pool. But we had 30 actors, close to, I think it's 24, 25 actors and directors. And we added playwrights, you added all up, 50 people made something happen in 24 hours.
That's crazy, but awesome.
But then again, this is, like I said, you got some of the best actors. Tanya McClellan, Lane Morris, and Sheila Snow Proctor. And then Joanna Gerty is the director, and Andrea King is going to help her out. Because Andrea being the director of the one that you guys saw.
Right.
She's just a really, we are looking for fun. We want to have fun. We want to drink beer. We want to hang out.
Sounds like our kind of party.
All right. Awesome. And how do you get tickets?
You can go to chicksbeer.com. Those advanced sale tickets are $24, $25, I think, with a little fee online.
And or you get you the can, present, right?
And you get a little present. Right. I won't tell you what it was, but it's a secret.
Oh, gosh.
Might have something to do with beer. We're not sure.
Oh.
And then $28 at the door if you just show up. But I don't know if that there'll be door tickets because...
Especially with the holidays in Charlotte.
Holidays.
Stuff gets packed, doesn't it? Yeah.
I would say go ahead and get your tickets now and come on out.
And those dates one more time?
You took it right now.
December 9th, 10th, 11th, 16th, 17th, and 18th. That's a
Friday, Saturday, and then a Sunday matinee.
Sunday matinee.
Okay. Great. All right.
Okay. So we were trying to pick out the dates.
Let's all talk about when we're going to go when we're offline.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Anne, for being here and talking about it. Will you stay overnight in our garage with Field and come on episode 113?
Thanks so much for agreeing to that. Okay.
Yes. I will.
We'll bring you beer.
Got an air mattress.
No.
It's a comfy floor.
No, we have a zombie Trump.
Yeah. I'm good.
And with that, am I pushing the button?
Push the button.
Thank you for listening to Guardians of the Geekery.
You're welcome.
For more information, go to guardiansofthegeekery.com. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/guardiansofthegeekery and on Twitter at CLTGOG. Music used by Guardians of the Geekery, Lock and Load, and A Day in the Sun by Jensen Stockton. Licensed under Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International.
All right.